Hello, friends. This is Grace Hot Pants Langhein with your 12th episode of the Mullet Chronicles. This is the show where I read race reports to you. It's a spinoff of the Running Mullet podcast where Eric Kosek and I talk all things running, from the business in the front to the party in the back. Now, today's episode comes to us from Adam Kolb, aka Tank. And like a walnut, Tank is hard on the outside. He looks hard on the outside, but he's soft on the inside. He's a little nutty, and he also pairs well with goat cheese. This is Tank's story of his run at the Eastern States 100 in August of 2024. The race was canceled for flooding for safety reasons. Eastern States 100 is one of the toughest 100-milers on the Beast Coast, and August means the weather can be a little unpredictable. I'll let him give you all the details in his race report. I'm going to read it word for word. This is going to be a challenging one for me because I'm going to try to convey all of his emotion in it, and I'm going to do my best with it. Now, hide your kids, hide your wife, put your headphones on for this one because it's about to get muddy. It's about to get uncensored. Eastern States 100. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip, 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 eject? Josh, I think your CD is fucked, dude. Here, put this cassette in. It's AK's mixed. Driving to campground, 4:37 a.m. with Josh. Left my vehicle at his cabin, so one less vehicle to park. Cars going opposite way. More cars. I'm thinking, shit, maybe they ran out of parking and having some cars park at Waterville. More cars. Look at Josh and say, something's not right. Approach campground. Guy says, race has been canceled due to state of emergency. Permits have been pulled. So later I found out it's labeled Proclamation of Disaster Emergency. But that sounds gay. State of emergency it is. Park. Find Sayard. Meanwhile, everyone is standing around like it's a fucking funeral. Sad. Not knowing what to do. The race just got killed before their very eyes. I missed the announcement. I imagine it was pretty bad. Not like someone telling your kid just died bad. Shit doesn't faze me like it used to after that day. But it was pretty bad for most, I could tell. Anyway, I find Sayard. She sees the hurt in my eyes because there is some. It quickly fades because I know what I'm going to do, but I need some time to process this. We can fix this. Me and Josh talk about running it. Now, tomorrow, next weekend, let's get a cup of coffee and figure this out. Coffee tent. We decide today is best because we plan a Murph workout together on Monday and we just need help from crew. 6:30 projected start. My phone's in my car back at his cabin, so back there we go. I call wife. Race canceled, running the fucker anyway. Make me sandwiches. PB jelly, hot ham and cheese. Meet me at LPB at 10:30. Call Monica. Race canceled. Do you still want to crew me if I run it anyway? Yes. What aid station do you need me? All of them. Let's do this shit. Well, Ramsey first at 8:30-ish, then go from there. Josh tells his buddy Perch race canceled. Meet us at LPB at 10:30. Back to campground. See some other runners. I think maybe a couple others going to join. Nope. Someone asked me what time I think I'll be at Heiner. 3:30, 4. Cool. Maybe they'll be there later. They were not there. 6:27, look at Josh and say, ready? He says, ready. Fuck it, let's go. Rewind tape. The build. Training for Eastern States this year was probably the best I've ever had. 30 to 35 hours training per week. Working out, running, cycling. Averaged about 300 total miles per week. Focused mainly on the cycling and getting vert on the trails. Sayard and I climbed the fuck out of the mountains in the PCV all year long. We always had a great time training together for similar goals and became bestest of friends. Even the weather was pure fuck this shit. We went out and we did the plan. Also, me and Tat Jesus had a great time BFT night run, along with many others who did training runs with me or invited me to. I think I was in the best shape ever going into this one. After last year's disappointing drop before race day due to injury, I was sure looking forward to this comeback for a while. And Monica motherfucking Miller has been looking forward to the crew job for a year also. Rewind tape. Intro for Josh. He and I met on the Strava thing about 2 years ago. I officially met the dude in person at the Spartan Killington Ultra last September. He's done some crazy shit. For instance, this past winter, he was the only finisher of an 80-mile snowshoe race in Vermont that took him 33 hours because he doesn't know how to quit. I wouldn't agree to run 100 miles with just anyone, but I knew he had the grit. He rented a cabin for $1,300 for the weekend, and I'm sure he wanted to get his money's worth. He invited me, wife, and Trin out for burgers at the cabin rental Thursday night before Eastern States, and I crashed here Friday night after check-in because the road I normally take was flooded. All around great guy. Side B. So we start running. Cross bridge, left, right, up, steps, hit MST, 2 miles in, no talking. Josh and I are both just trying to settle into the run. Then we start climbing and the conversation flows like the water. There's plenty. I'm most likely going to be with this guy for a fucking while, so we might as well talk about anything and everything. I mentioned shooting for a sub 30 hour. Sounds good for fat assing this thing. Josh says his PR is like 29.5, but he'll try his best. Ramsey. There's quite a few people here. This is a quick stop. Monica and Sayard get us a few things. See you at Lower Pine Bottom. Lower Pine Bottom. Roll in at 10:31. Couldn't have timed that better. Hell yeah. Wife Trin and Willie are there. This gets me stoked. Monica has shit set up perfectly. Asks how everything is going. Good. I sit and change socks. Wife brought us McDonald's breakfast. Fucking A, that was awesome. Along with PB jelly and hot ham and cheese sandwiches to have later. Josh's friend Perch is jumping in there to run with us. So Monica takes on his stuff and gets thrown into crewing for three people now. LOL. Funny, but not. See you at Brown's Run. Brown's Run. Again, everything is set up perfectly. The chairs were even placed perfectly on the mat to meet my OCD delight. Monica has new pack ready to go and a grab PB jelly sandwich for the trail. I see Tat, motherfucking Jesus, and Smoking Joe. They're out for a good long run together. Give fist bump and sweaty hug. Was really hoping David would do the full pull with us. We had to keep moving though, rolled out of there, mile out. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even sit down in a chair and Monica had that shit looking so nice. I felt bad. Said to the guys, better sit my ass down next time. Stream crossings in this section are plentiful and fun. Happy Dutchman. Greeted by Sayard, Birch, Monica. Gabe's wife Jess is here also. He and another dude, Anthony, have decided to keep after it after a change of plans. So Jess is crewing them and we would see her and the kids from here to Blackwell. Roll out of there and apparently Birch was pissed. He couldn't come along. This section to Ritchie Road is one of my least favorites. It's very runnable and boring as shit. Best part is Fuzzy Friends near the end. They were set up nicely for us. We said hello, got some action and moved on. Ritchie Road. From here to Heiner is a nice short 5-ish mile section. Took my break from my pack here and just ran with a soft flask. Asked Sayard if Birch would like to join. Of course. Man, did we have a blast. The power line section had a fuck ton of puddles. We got a little wet. Approaching Heiner, I see a 3-foot black snake in the road and I'm like, hell yeah, Monica is gonna love this. Heiner. I'm like, Monica, I brought you something and she did not love it. Tried to give it to Gabe's son, Hunter, and he didn't want it either, so I let it go in the parking lot. We all change socks here, longer stop. We roll out for the nice 2-ish mile climb out of Heiner, onward to dry run. This section, I end up asking Perch about renal failure, aka kidney failure. I'm like, can I finish a race if I ever get it? He's a cardiologist nurse, so he goes into detail about what happens and knows his shit. Makes it sound awesomely bad, and the short answer is probably not. Dry run. Took a good shit here in a fucking port-a-john. They were at like every aid station. Monica informs us Lee has deflagged this section. No big deal. I know the way. Big trail. We made it before dark, just in time for the view. Grab headlamps here. Perch makes a happy birthday sign and sends pic for his daughter who is turning 6 at midnight. Good stuff. See you at Slate Run. Naval Run water crossing was crazy. Water up to the sack. I made sure to tell Monica this when we saw her. Slate Run. Sayard brought us BLTs and whoopie pies. We eat. I drink a rain and pop caffeine pill. 500 milligrams of caffeine. Fuck yeah. I mentioned to Monica about her skipping Cedar Run aid station and take a good nap at Blackwell. She's like, hell no. I'm in this bitch for the long haul too. Okay, see you. Okay then, see you there. Ice cold killer Sayard is jumping in on the train at this point to roll to Blackwell with us. There was a goddamn funny moment that happened a few miles in. I'm excited to share some Eastern States miles with ice, so we're really chatty climbing out of Slate Run. Perch is talkative too. Josh is in a dark place. Fucker just keeps his head down and grinding forward though. An hour into this section, Ice and I are talking music, and from the back, we hear Josh say, "Do you like fucking Jelly Roll?" Josh and I had sealed the deal much earlier in the run with our hatred for this cocksucker. Josh hasn't said anything until this point, and Sayard was afraid to answer, thinking her life depends on the answer. We start the descent down to the creek bed to Cedar Run. Water was crazy. The new reflective flags they used aren't worth a goddamn fuck. Basically just following blazes. All night ends up like this. Fuck them fucking flags. Cedar Run. Quickish stop here. Monica and Jess help us. Hello, goodbye. Big climb out of here beside another creek bed. This one was really loud. Most were. Quiet time for sure. There was no point in even trying to talk. It was just too loud. Near the top of the climb, I'd tell Sayard to remind me at Blackwell to get something out of my bin. When we hit WRT, I'm on home turf. Fucking love it. We run by the vista where you normally see torches on bridge down at Blackwell. There are no torches, just an empty black hole. Near the bottom, I open it up a bit. Soon, I don't see any headlamps. I need a moment to have alone, a moment to turn off my headlamp, and I talk to Tanner for a few minutes. The complete darkness has consumed me. I love this feeling. Headlamps coming. They catch back up. Down the steps, across the bridge we go. Blackwell. Wife and Trin are here. So happy to see them at 3 a.m. with a pan of loaded waffle fries and motherfucking bacon. My stomach is a mess here. Couldn't quite enjoy it as much as I'd have liked, but got some down. Then almost puked. Jess got me a ginger ale. That seemed to help. Sayard reminds me to get something out of my bin. That's something I take with me to the finish line for a friend. Sayard hops off the train here. Change socks. Put same shoes on. End up wearing same pair of speed goats for the whole 106 miles. Then grab my brand new Phoenix headlamp I bought for this race. It works awesome. We head out. Gillespie Point has been waiting patiently for us in the dark. That goes by better than expected. Skytop is next. Skytop. We were hoping someone would be here. It was a ghost town, but we got water. Onto Barrens. The sun comes up. It's a beautiful sunrise on a new day. Barrens. Monica is here, super excited to see us. Sayard and Billy also. Perch drops off here. 75 miles for this dude and over 15,000 feet of vert. Baller run for this guy, considering his longest run before this was 38 miles. He tells Josh and I to bring it home together. We roll out to Hackett's. Monica, Amy, and Birch are here. It's another quick stop. We're getting close. Instead of 4 miles, we have fucking 7. It's all good, though. The end is near. We thank Monica as we leave, like every other aid station. See you at the finish and tell Lucy to be there at like 10-ish. Down the bank we go. We haven't had flags since sometime before Blackwell, and I'm still tour guide for this bitch asking if he is still good back there. Every time he says, yeah, he's hurting. Dude's a fucking beast. He just keeps going. I ask Josh, how bad do you want a sub 28? He says, that'd be awesome. I tell him we got to move pretty good because there's one more biggish climb. He asks if it's like that one a little while back before Barrens, and I say, yeah, it's like 500 feet. Knowing damn well it's a fucker and it's probably going to bend him over and go in dry. It did. He was toast halfway up. I came back down a bit to check on him. He's still moving. This is after 103 miles, by the way. Across the top we go. Then there's my hot-ass wife in her blue running outfit. I love that one. Then I see Birch, Billy, and Sayard. We all run down the mountain together like a big, happy family. Not really. As we approach the campground, people are cheering, and we got a pink ribbon finish line. Fucking right. Done. 2805. Not bad considering how much fun we had out there. Bonus tracks. Huge shout out to the Eastern States Trail Running Alliance. Eastern States Trail Endurance Alliance for the hard work getting this race to the day of the big show, despite all the challenges they overcame. Thank you. The handshake and congratulations from race director Ben Mazur was icing on the cake for this adventure. And congratulations to Gabe and Anthony for not being pussy-ass bitches and running this motherfucker as well. Kudos. Monica, Sayard, Jess, and my wifey managed to keep us fed pretty damn well. Can't thank you enough for that. This was long. My apologies. And if you read it all, I appreciate that. This EP tape needed two sides, though. Lucky, number bib 13, peace the fuck out. Thank you, Adam, for sharing. I highly recommend following him on Strava, where you can watch as he will finish a 50 miler and then going for a training ride afterwards. The Adam Kolb training plan is simply all of the things, and it is really fun to watch and cheer him on. You can submit your race reports to me on Facebook, Instagram, and therunningmullet@gmail.com. And you can listen to Eric Kosek and I every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, talking all things running at The Running Mullet. Thank you for listening. You're awesome.